Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. You work hard to acquire assets in real estate. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of protecting those assets as we start a two-part series on the legal protections you can put in place to ensure a healthy real estate portfolio for years to come. And we've got a great guest on the Real Estate Guys radio program. Are you achieving everything you want in life? What if there was a time-tested way for you to get everything you've ever dreamed of? The most successful people in life set goals and keep themselves accountable for their achievement. But how? The good news is that it's not rocket science. You too can learn the skills and unleash the motivation that will create success in your life. And now is the time. Hi, this is Robert Helms, and I'd like to personally invite you to attend Create Your Future, the 2019 Goals Retreat, January 18th to 20th in beautiful Lake Las Vegas, Nevada. This unique weekend event has been called phenomenal, inspirational, and life-changing by the hundreds of people that have attended. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com under events or call 888-489-7723, extension 18. Get your life back on track physically, spiritually, and financially. Attend the 2019 Goals Retreat on the third weekend of the new year. Click events at realestateguysradio.com to register. This is no dress rehearsal. Live the life you were meant to. Visit realestateguysradio.com or call 888-489-7723, extension 18, today. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, our financial strategist, co-host Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, people work really hard to acquire real estate assets. They buy a house, they buy an apartment building, they add to their portfolio, they might do a 1031 exchange, they create both cash flow and equity, one of our favorite words, and what we're going to talk about today and next week, a two-part show on protecting the assets you worked so hard to acquire.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things about this. You know, when you start out in life, you know, you get your credit card, you get your jobs, you buy your house in your own name, and you open your bank accounts in your own name, and you just go about your business. And your business is fairly low liability. You carry a little bit of personal liability insurance on your car and maybe on your house. And if you're really conscientious, you maybe get a big umbrella policy in case something happens. And that's kind of the extent of your asset protection. If you get into a highly litigious business, if you're going to become a doctor or perform some type of business, you might get errors and omissions insurance, malpractice insurance, you'd call it, and you begin to become aware of like commercial general liability insurance, and so you increase a little bit. Of course, you hear the term all the time about piercing the corporate veil and the things that go on, so that they're coming after your personal assets. Where a lot of times people mess up is they start out their real estate investing at the mom and pop level. They buy the rental house, the little duplex, the fourplex, and typically the financing is easy to get in your own name. So you buy the property your own name and you leave it in your own name and you build equity. And then you're sitting there, and now you've added more liabilities that come directly to you that can channel through you to get to everything else you have. And so the point is as you begin to accumulate more and more wealth, there's a transition. At some point, you're going to get to the point where you're going to say, hey, I need to understand what my exposures are. I need to understand that insurance has a role to play, but it's not the entire game. And how can I begin to use the legal structures of limited liability companies and corporations and trusts to begin to organize the things that I own in buckets where if there's a problem that occurs in one place, it's like a firewall and it doesn't spread through my whole portfolio. And that's really an important topic. And of course, nobody ever wants to talk about it because it isn't sexy. It's not about making money. But, you know, if you think about it, if you make a ton of money and then lose it all in one stupid lawsuit, and of course, you know, in the United States, if you're an American, you know, we live in the most litigious society on the planet of the Earth. So it's important for you to begin to understand these things and pay attention to them, because it's winning and making money is important, but also preserving wealth and organizing that properly is also very important.
Yeah, it's multifaceted, and it's not just about real estate. Asset protection has to do with all of your assets. And so everybody's different when it comes to what they have, and more importantly, what they're going to have in the future. Most of our listeners are inspired to have more, become more, do more. Some of them want to go on to become fund managers. managers and business owners and all of that. And so thinking about that stuff ahead of time is critical. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past. And I think we have an assumption when we go to events and things, because we have fairly sophisticated real estate investors show up to our events. Well, beginners are welcome, but we don't really do beginning investment events. Most of the stuff we do is kind of a higher level. So we just assume everyone knows all this. But it's been a while since we've talked basic asset protection one-on-one, and we're also talking to a lot of folks who are beyond that. So we thought, let's get two attorneys, one who's going to be our guest today, a great guy. We've known him a long time. He's done a lot of legal work for us and a lot of our listeners. He's going to kind of lay out the basics of asset protection. So if you're new to this whole concept, or you're not seasoned, you couldn't stand up in front of the room and explain it to your partner or spouse, then this is the show for you. We'll follow that next week with a show that will get into the details, kind of the 202, if you will. What are the things you do when you get a net worth of over $2 million, over $4 million, over $10 million? How do you think about that stuff in advance? So the great news about asset protection is, for the most part, even if you've not done it correctly up till now, you can make some changes that will be prudent and not that expensive.
Well, the main thing is to get these structures in place before you have a problem. You know, we've been, I don't know how many times we've been quoting John F. Kennedy quite a bit lately, but it's a great quote, and it's the time to repair the roof is when the sun is shining. So if you're fortunate to be in a situation where you don't have any problems, you don't have any problems looming on the horizon, and you're basically clean, then now is a great time to get your structures in place, because the probability of you getting sued for some reason, and you don't have to be wrong. The good deal defense, the good practices defense, the idea that you're a good person, that you are responsible, that doesn't stop you from being sued. And so when you understand that, you understand it's important to have these structures in place. The other thing is, when you think about this asset protection, it's not just asset protection. It has to do with privacy. It has to do with estate planning. How am I going to organize my assets to pass them well? It has to do with tax. So these are things that are part of your asset protection strategy as well. And so it's really important, I think, to get that stuff kind of figured out early in your career. And then that way, once you've got it down, then you just know, when I buy something, where to put it, how to set it up. When bills come in, you know how to pay it. When money comes in, you know where to put it. Just basic things. And so even if you feel like you really understand this, I can tell you it changes. We just had a big tax reform. And so that changes some things. Sometimes it makes one entity that you used to use a little less advantageous than another one, or a way you structure ownership. It may be which jurisdiction. You know, it used to be that certain states were very inexpensive, and now they're more expensive. And so the go-to state is now different. So things change. And so it's really important to brush up on this from time to time. We're way overdue. So we thought today's show, we'd focus on that.
Our guest today is best-selling author and Rich Dad Advisor, Garrett Sutton. Garrett Sutton's an attorney who specializes in helping people do exactly this, and he's just a really great guy and a good teacher. We'll meet Garrett next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you've been listening to the Real Estate Guys for a while, then you've heard about the legendary Investor Summit. Simply put, it's the highest level event we do, and the content, faculty, and attendees are amazing. If you're serious about taking your real estate investment to the next level, consider joining us. You'll spend an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals, and you'll have a blast. It all begins March 14th, 2019, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and get on the advance notice list. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 17th annual Investor Summit at Sea.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, this is Anthony Melchiori from Hotel Impossible, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're talking today about protecting the assets you work so hard to put together, and people concentrate on acquiring real estate, which is awesome. But before you do that, really need to be thinking about this stuff, and to help us get our mind around it, let's welcome back to the show the Rich Dad Advisor for the legal side of things in the real estate and other worlds. That's Mr. Garrett Sutton. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Robert?
Great. Always good to see you. It's been too long.
I know.
We've had you on the show a bunch. You've been on our Investor Summit, and it's good to hang out. Hey, we haven't talked in general about asset protection for a while, and obviously this is kind of your wheelhouse. A lot of people understand they need to think about entity selection, but give us the big picture on why that's so critical.
Well, the big picture is that we are a very litigious society, and people get sued all the time. And as you acquire assets, you become a bigger target for the predators out there that would like to sue and get at you. So we need to understand that we're very litigious. That is not going to change. You know, I don't see us going back to a society where everybody relies on a handshake and doesn't sue each other.
Right. That,
those days are over. I think we're only going to get more litigious. Knowing that society isn't going to change in that manner, we need to protect our assets. So that's the big picture. We have to take steps to protect ourselves right at the start. Because if you get started, Robert, building your estate, building up your real estate assets, and you forget to put these assets into LLCs, someone can sue you and reach all of your personal assets. So it's not how much you have right at the moment, it's how much you're going to have in the future. We need to take steps to protect yourself right from the start.
Yeah, and this really is a, you know, beginning with the end in mind kind of planning issue. A lot of folks just own a house in their name, and if it's just a house you live in, well, okay. But as soon as we start thinking of real estate in terms of assets that we can derive both economic gain from and tax benefits, now we have to think about asset protection for a whole lot of reasons. You mentioned the LLC, the limited liability company, which is probably what most people would select. Talk about why an LLC is so important.
Well, there are a couple reasons. One is it provides the best asset protection. Corporations do not offer the asset protection feature that LLCs do, with one exception, the state of Nevada. The LLC provides great asset protection through what's called the charging order.
Right.
And that is a lien on distributions. So the charging order says, if I get in a car wreck and someone's coming after me and they want to reach my LLC assets, if we're in the right state, the court says, all right, Mr. Car Wreck Victim, you're entitled to collect from Mr. Sutton, but we only give you the charging order, meaning you only stand in his shoes and receive distributions. Well, most attorneys don't want to sit around and wait to receive distributions. They want to go on to the next case because they're on a contingency fee. They only get paid when they collect money. So they want to make sure you have enough insurance. They love going after the insurance money. And I always recommend my clients have an umbrella policy of insurance. So if they get in that horrific car wreck, there's more money to be able to satisfy the attorneys. But then if you have enough insurance money, the attorneys tend to leave you alone on the LLCs. It's not a good use of their time. They'd rather go on to the next case that has insurance monies involved. So a combination of insurance and LLCs is a really great way to go.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because so many attorneys just talk about the entity side, and even though the idea is we're going to firewall this asset inside the LLC, it doesn't mean they can't get to that asset and through the charging order, but with the right insurance in place, and of course that's a whole other topic, that gives you just an added level of protection.
Right. Now, we also have to understand that certain states do not offer good LLC protection, including California, Utah, New York. These states, the courts will say, all right, well, you're entitled to collect, Mr. Car Wreck Victim, In California, just go right ahead and blow through the LLC and force a sale of the assets. So that's not good asset protection. So we need to use a combination of entities. Nevada and Wyoming are the two best choices for the structure. We have to do more planning for California than we do for any other state. It's just that difficult.
Well, and let's talk about this, because the different states in the U.S. and in other jurisdictions, it usually works like this too, have different rules and regulations and places that you would form the entity. But the entity doesn't necessarily have to be formed in the same physical location as the property.
Right. It's a right to travel issue. It's a right to set up where you want. You can choose the state laws. So we could have a property in Arizona, and we could set up a Wyoming LLC and qualify it to do business in the state of Arizona. That's perfectly acceptable. And you have the argument that Wyoming law applies in that case. Now, if you're going to be investing across the country, that first Arizona property could be put in an Arizona LLC. The next property you buy in Mississippi, we put that in a Mississippi LLC. Those two LLCs are owned by one Wyoming. So in the car wreck victim case, it's called the outside attack. It has nothing to do with the Arizona or Mississippi properties. It is a claim against you personally. In that situation, they have to fight through the Wyoming LLC to even get at the Arizona or Mississippi properties, and that's a tall order. I mean, they have to fight with the LLC law in Wyoming, which is one of the best in the country.
Well, and you've often mentioned that Nevada and Wyoming make sense, and for different reasons, but there are some definite reasons that those are the places that most investors are going to look to. There's other states that make sense for companies and corporations, but this is part of the planning and education that it takes. It takes time to get your mind around this. Remember when I first read your book, Start Your Own Corporation, I thought, oh, well, then a corporation is the way to go. But of course, in there, you talk about all the various ways,
right,
not just corporations.
Right. And so corporations are good for business. In California, for example, you can't operate as a real estate broker through an LLC. You have to be a corporation. So there are certain wrinkles out there where corporations are the way to go. But in the majority of cases, it's the LLC. Better asset protection, flexibility on taxation. You can be a C corp, taxed as an S corp, as a partnership through an LLC. And you have, in the right states, the charging order protection. You don't have that with corporations, except for in the state of Nevada.
And you certainly don't have it if you own the property in your own name.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If you own the property in your own name, a lot of people don't realize this, but if a tenant sues and the property's in your name, that means they have a claim against you personally, and they can get not only the equity in the property they were renting from you, but all your other assets, the equity in your house, your bank account, your other assets. So we really want to create, like you said, that firewall with an LLC. Yes, the tenant can get the equity that's inside the LLC. And some people say, well, that's not asset protection, but it is, because they can't get beyond the walls of that one LLC to get all your other assets.
Which is important as you're building up a bigger portfolio. And that's really the point of thinking ahead of the time. Now here's the good news. It sounds onerous and difficult, and it's legal, but it's really not that hard to do. And you do such a good job of making it easy to understand for folks. And it's just a simple process. Talk about what's really involved logistically in setting up this type of an entity.
All right, well, let's say you decide, okay, I'm going to buy that first rental property. I need an LLC. The process would be we set up the LLC in the state you want. We would probably counsel you on what state you would want, go through the options. You would pick a name. I don't like using family names. You know, Helms Real Estate LLC is, I wouldn't use that. But
right.
You know, your favorite river or street or whatever, just a generic name. We check to see if that name is available with the state. Then we file the articles of organization with an LLC. Then we have, and too many of these online services, that's all they do.
Yeah.
You're only 30% there at that point. You need to do the operating agreement. You need to issue the certificates. You need to get the EIN number from the IRS. So we provide the full package for a very affordable fee. Now, that's step one. Step two is we actually have to transfer title of that property into the name of the LLC. There are plenty of cases where people have set up the LLC, thought they were done. No, you need to take that second step and transfer title from your name into the name of the LLC. Now, people say, well, that's a sale. The due on sale clause will be initiated. And it's not a sale. You haven't sold the property. You've just transferred it from your personal name into your LLC name. There's no sale there.
Yeah, that's an important point, because as you continue down the path of acquiring your assets, there's going to come time perhaps when you sell a property. And so if it's in the LLC, now you're going to sell the property and it's going to come out of the LLC. Or in some cases, people sell the LLC with the property in it.
Yeah, as an attorney, I wouldn't allow my clients to do that, because you don't know what happened in that LLC. There could be skeletons. I mean, say the owner of the LLC was sexually harassing the tenants. I mean, you buy that LLC and that becomes your responsibility.
Plus, who knows what else they might have put in the same LLC.
Right, right. So you want to take title. If you're buying the property from an LLC, they will transfer it from the owner's LLC into the buyer's new LLC, and that's just an easy way to go.
Now, of course, when you're acquiring new property and you have this new education, you can set up the LLC as you're in contract to buy the property, so it's only one transfer.
Correct. And so I like taking title in the name of the LLC if you can. Some banks would say, well, we want you to take title in your individual name, and then you can transfer it into the LLC. But in some states, you have a transfer tax.
Right.
In Pennsylvania, it's 2%.
Ouch.
In Pennsylvania, we have real problems with transferring title, more than any other state. But, you know, transfer taxes can be, you know, a couple grand here and there. And if you can take title in the LLC name right at the start, that's the way to go.
I think some people think, well, gosh, it's expensive to set it up, and I've got to maintain it and those things. In reality, you can go to one of these online services that you mentioned, but you're not going to probably get the right decisions made. Much better to talk to an attorney or their staff and get those questions answered, because I know when you set up, full disclosure, you set up entities for us, and you guys always walk us through, now what's the purpose, how long are you going to be in it, where's it going to be, understanding the income so you can help the client make decisions. But then to maintain the LLC isn't really that expensive, but there are some things you have to do to make sure that people can't, what we call, pierce that corporate veil. Can you
right.
speak to that?
Yes. And Robert, they can also pierce the LLC veil.
Yeah.
Now. And so people are wondering, well, we know they can pierce the corporate veil, but can they pierce the LLC veil? And the cases have come out, and the answer is yes, they can. So to avoid a piercing of whatever entity it is, we need to follow the formalities. And the formalities are these easy to follow rules that you just have to follow. If you don't follow them, then they can pierce through the entity and reach your personal assets. So let's follow the formalities. One of them is you have to have a meeting every year.
Yeah.
Right? Once a year, whether you're a corporation or an LLC, you have to have a meeting. And to prove that you had the meeting, you have to do minutes of the meeting, a record of what was discussed at the meeting. And people think of this as this great burden, but notice the name is corporate minutes, not corporate hours.
Right.
All right? It's pretty easy to do these minutes. And we give you a book with a template that shows you how to do it.
Yeah.
You need to pay the fee to the state. You know, you can't really say I'm an LLC, I deserve protection, when you haven't paid the fee to the state and your charter's revoked. So you want to do that. You want to have a registered agent. And we provide that service free the first year, and then after that, it's $125 a year. But if you're going to, you know, have an entity that's going to be recognized by the courts, you have to have that registered agent who really is there to accept service of process, a lawsuit. So if you have a Wyoming LLC, you don't need to open an office there or anything. We just serve as your registered agent. If there's a lawsuit, it gets served at our office in Jackson Hole, and we get it to you immediately. So that's another formality you have to follow. These are all pretty easy to follow.
Yeah.
It's just if you don't follow them and they pierce the veil, that's when things get problematic.
And I know also you have to be sure you're signing documents in the correct fashion. This is something
right.
you shared with us when we had you on our TV show. We had kind of a fun show on the corporate formalities, and that's something that people often think, well, I'm just going to sign my name.
Right.
Not quite.
Right. So let's say it's Elm Street LLC. And on the document, it just says Elm Street Robert Helms, and it doesn't say manager of right. the LLC. If you sign as an individual without that designation of manager, someone could say, well, I thought I was dealing with Robert as an individual. I didn't know he was manager of an LLC. There was no notice on the contract of it. So we want to make sure that we provide corporate notice. So that's a really good point. We want to make sure that all your contracts say LLC or corporation or Inc. They always say president or manager. So yeah. People can't say that they thought they were doing business with you as an individual.
We're talking with attorney Garrett Sutton about asset protection. There's some new changes when it comes to all this, which is really why I wanted to get Garrett on the program. We'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from August 24th to 27th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 10 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful. The people are wonderful, and wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2017 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year has started off even stronger. How does that translate to real estate investment? Well, that's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize when it comes to real estate investing, including both long-term and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong, and contracts are in English. And in Ambergris Key, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me August 24th to 27th in Ambergris Key, Belize, as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet local providers that will help educate you about the market so that you can follow up with them after the trip if the market's interesting to you. You've heard about Belize or the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on events where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trips. Once you register, you'll get information about our group hotel rates as well as travel details. So join me in Belize August 24th to 27th. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under events. I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Over the last few years, I've had the privilege of sharing the services of Paradigm Life with you loyal Real Estate Guys Radio listeners through our website, www.beyourbank.com, and also on the annual Investor Summit at Sea. Subsequently, we have seen a variety of financial situations across the socioeconomic spectrum and how everyone, regardless of their situation, would improve their financial lives by following the system we specialize in. As a result of this experience, we have created an online e-learning system so anyone without obligation can learn about the infinite banking concept. This free e-learning program is found on our website, www.beyourbank.com. So check it out today. The website again is www.beyourbank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excite in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. We're almost ready to open registration for the 17th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. It is the highest level event we do, and it is always amazing. Go to the website at realestateguysradio.com under Summit, and you can get on the advanced notice list so you'll be among the first to be able to sign up. We're talking today about asset protection, part one of a two-part series on asset protection. We've got Garrett Sutton with us. Before we get back to our interview with Garrett, it's time to give away one of his books on real estate trivia. Every week we have a real estate trivia question This week, it's a cool question. If you know the answer, you can get a copy of Loopholes of Real Estate, one of the great books by Garrett Sutton. As soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer, just send it to us via email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Trivia@realestateguysradio.com includes your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address so we can send you this copy of Loopholes of Real Estate, autographed by Garrett Sutton. Before we give you this week's question, last week on The Real Estate Guys, we were talking about uncovering clues for finding great markets with Victor Menashe, and we gave away a copy of his great book, Magnetic Capital. Here is the question. Victor mentioned during the interview that Toronto, Canada is the fourth largest city in North America, and it's also the largest city in Canada. Our trivia question last week was, which city is the largest city in all of North America? A lot of good guesses for this one. The answer, Mexico City, Mexico, with a population of nearly 9 million people. Toronto has just under 3 million people. Number two and three, New York, New York, and Los Angeles, California. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Which country has the most tornadoes? Yep, of all the countries on Earth, there is one that clearly has the most tornadoes. Which country is that? If you want to guess, or maybe you know for sure, send your answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. Because if you're the winner, we're going to send you an autographed copy of Loopholes of Real Estate by Garrett Sutton. This is a great book, and not necessarily one that's as well-known as Garrett's other books, but it can be yours if you know which country has the most tornadoes. That's today's real estate trivia question and a great book by our guest, Garrett Sutton. Let's talk about Loopholes of Real Estate. That's an awesome book, and there's some things in there that folks might not be aware of.
Right. There's a lot of strategies and techniques that you can use that we cover in the book. There's a new one with the new tax law. I'm sure you're aware, Robert, that they reduced the tax rate for C corporations.
Right.
From 35% to 21%. That's a pretty good drop.
Yeah.
And some people are thinking, wow, I should change my taxation for my LLC. As we said earlier, the LLC can be taxed as a C corp, it can be taxed as an S corp, it can be taxed as a partnership, however you want. Well, some people are changing the taxation of their LLC from partnership taxation to C corp or S corp taxation.
Okay.
And that's fine. You're taking advantage of the new tax law. Not all of our clients are doing that. So if you're owning real estate, it seems like people are leaving it as partnership or disregarded entity taxation.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to go. But for businesses, there are cases where you would switch your taxation. And that's fine. However, if you do that, you have to amend your operating agreement. The operating agreement for most LLCs indicates that it has partnership taxation, there's allocations, there's the ability to shift income here and there. You can't do that with a C corp or an S corp.
Right.
So you have to have an operating agreement that reflects that. And if you ever get in an audit with the IRS and you're being taxed as a C corp, but your operating agreement hasn't changed, there could be a problem. So for our corporate direct clients, we're doing this for free through November.
Wow.
So if you call the office, we need a letter from your CPA saying, yes, they are switching from partnership taxation to C corp taxation. We'll switch your operating agreement for free because we like to benefit our clients. If you're not a client, but you want your operating agreement amended, the basic cost is $350, and we need to become your resident agent at that point. Or, you know, that's the basic. But if it takes a lot and you have to deal with a lot of partners back and forth, it can get up, you know, higher than $350, but that's the base amount. And it's something you really should do because, gosh, if the IRS ever comes calling, you want to have everything in order, especially the membership certificates. Too many of these online services never issue the membership certificates reflecting ownership of the LLC. If you don't have that when the IRS comes calling, that's a big strike. And secondly, the operating agreement, or in Texas, it's called the company agreement, needs to be amended if you change your taxation. So that's something for your listeners to know.
You know, this brings up even a bigger point, which is that when there is something like a tax change, it has all these other permutations that we don't necessarily think about.
Right.
So you look at the tax law and your CPA says, hey, good news, we're going to be able to lower your corporate rate, but only if you then do the rest of the work involved. So, good point. Any other changes that we need to talk about?
Well, there's a lot of people are looking at these domestic asset protection trusts. And, you know, we have the offshore asset protection trusts,
yep.
And they're very popular. But a number of states said, you know, gosh, they're making all this money offshore. Why don't we create an onshore asset protection trust? And so, you know, 10 or more states have done so.
Okay.
And it's great. Nevada has the best one. Once you put the assets into the trust, there's a 2-year window where someone who has a claim against you could challenge it. But after a 2-year period, those assets are considered bulletproof. It's a spendthrift trust. The trustee, by Nevada statute, cannot provide money to a judgment creditor, someone who's coming after you. So it's a good way to go. However, the cases are starting to come out saying it only works in the state in which the trust was set up.
Okay.
So the state of Alaska had one of the best trusts for asset protection. And what happened was a family in Montana who was being sued at the time, I mean, this is questionable right there.
Yeah.
During a lawsuit, put Montana assets into an Alaska asset protection trust. And the Montana couple said, look, we put it into an asset protection trust. You can't get at it. And the Montana court said, no, that's not how it works, especially once you've been sued.
Right.
So the Montana couple said, no, they took the case to Alaska and submitted it to the Alaska court. And the Alaska court, and it was their legislature that set up this very protective trust, the Alaska court said, no, we can't go that far. We can't provide a bulletproof asset protection trust for people in Montana who are subject to Montana law. So this has kind of put a dent in the whole idea that these domestic asset protection trusts are going to work in every single situation. Certainly they don't work once you've been sued and you try to put the assets into a trust. That's called a fraudulent conveyance. But the state of Alaska, the Supreme Court there made a good decision. Alaska does not have jurisdiction over a Montana couple dealing with Montana property. So that was a new case. It's called the Tony Trust case, if your listeners are interested.
Well, that's interesting. I imagine if you lived in a state that provides for one of these trusts and only bought property in that state, maybe you could use the tool.
Yeah.
But it's people have used the offshore protection trust for years as a way to get that result. But that, you as you know, that's a lot of work and education. They're very costly, and you're across, you know, country lines and all those things. It's just, you know,
early on, Robert, I did some work down in the Caribbean, and the fees are extremely expensive.
Yeah,
I think using LLCs and having all your LLCs in the various states owned by a Wyoming LLC. You know, I don't think you need 17 layers of LLCs. I think, you know, the Wyoming LLC provides really great protection.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah, you can go overboard on these $30,000 trusts, but, you know, for $595, you can get a Wyoming LLC. And the fee to the state of Wyoming is only $50 a year.
One of the lowest.
One of the lowest. And they don't list your name on the state website as being an owner of this LLC. So for $50 a year, you have privacy, great asset protection, and I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
You can always later set up the trust to give assets to the kids and all, but once you're getting started out, you know, it was interesting. I had a client that was, I was giving a seminar in LA, and she comes up to me and she's in tears. And she had spent $20,000 on an asset protection plan that this, you know, guru had set her up in. And, you know, she was buying a duplex. And he had her put the duplex in an LLC, but then they needed a limited partnership to do everything. And then she needed an irrevocable trust, and she needed a offshore irrevocable trust. And so she spent $20,000 to set up this structure. And she asked me, what did I need? And I said, all you needed was the LLC to hold the duplex. And she lost her deposit money. She was in tears. She was never going to invest in real estate again. So you just have to engage in critical thinking here, too. What do you need at the start? You need an LLC.
And your asset protection plan can grow as you do, right? As you get more assets, as you bring in partners, as you have children. That's one of the things, is it's not like I've set it up once and that's it, I'm done.
Right.
You do have some latitude to make those changes.
A lot of flexibility with these. Let's say you started out with an LLC and you put two properties in one LLC, which you can.
Yep.
But both properties become more and more valuable, and you don't want to have two, you know, very expensive properties in one LLC. We can move one property out to a new LLC. It's not a taxable event. So there's a lot of flexibilities with these LLCs. And I think, you know, as you have children, it is good to have a living trust. And we can always have the LLC be owned by you individually at the start, by you and your wife when you get married, by your living trust once you form one. It's not like you're locked in to having the LLC owned only one way. We have a lot of flexibility.
All right, good stuff. Well, as always, we appreciate your big brain and sharing these ideas with us today. If you're interested in forming an entity, you go to corporatedirect.com and get all the information there. Garrett has an amazing staff that walk you all through the process. And, of course, I know we have many, many listeners that use you guys and rave about you. We appreciate your time today. And if someone is interested, they haven't read, they didn't win The Loopholes of Real Estate, and they haven't read Own Your Own Corporation, where's the best way for them to find those books?
You know, I can't sell them cheaper than Amazon can for some reason. So I would go to Amazon. The books are all there. We've done them in audiobooks, ebooks, and print.
All right, good stuff. There's Garrett Sutton. More when we come back, you're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Elms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
This portion of the Real Estate Guys radio program is brought to you by International Coffee Farms, where you can own a parcel of land in your very own specialty coffee farm in Panama for as little as $15,000. Here's how it works. Deeded half-acre parcels entitled Specialty Coffee Farms in Boquete, Panama are turnkey managed professionally on your behalf by a team of local experts. Sustainable average income is estimated at 12%, and cash flow can begin within 12 to 15 months from the date of your parcel ownership. International Coffee Farms' mission is to own and operate specialty coffee farms that are economically, environmentally, and socially sustainable. As part of this mission, 20% of the gross profits of each farm is committed to a socially sustainable fund to improve the lives of the Panamanian coffee farm workers and their families. International Coffee Farms currently owns and operates 9 specialty coffee farms with half-acre parcels available for immediate ownership. To find out how you can become a coffee farm owner in Boquete, Panama, email coffee at realestateguysradio.com. That's coffee at realestateguysradio.com.
Did you know that industrial real estate is one of the most desired and highest return asset classes in the U.S. today? E-commerce warehousing, distribution, server centers, construction, and automated manufacturing are just a few of the businesses increasing the demands for industrial properties. And you can invest in commercial properties for as little as $50,000 by utilizing experienced syndicators with the track record and experience to locate, negotiate, vet, and manage the best products in the best markets. Wilson Investment Properties is a national syndicator headquartered in Silicon Valley with a long, successful track record of investment real estate and commercial syndications. The Cincinnati Industrial Portfolio is an offering with 17% projected average annual returns and available while shares last. Email commercial at realestateguysradio.com for more information and private placement memorandum on this investment and for your free white paper on commercial real estate. Again, email commercial at realestateguysradio.com.
Memphis is famous for being the home of the king of rock and roll, but it's also the king of cash flow. If you're looking for affordable cash flow properties, it's hard to beat Memphis. Get your portfolio rocking and more cash flowing your way by calling Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's the king of turnkey properties. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com.
And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing Report. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Bill Bonner. I'm author of Hormageddon, and I'm the publisher at Agora, where we publish more than 2.5 million readers around the world with the Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. There is still a little time to get signed up for the Secrets of Successful Syndication. If you've ever wanted to do bigger real estate deals using other people's money, then you got to come out to this event. It's going to be extraordinary, and you can get all the details at realestateguysradio.com. Under events. My goodness, always good to get around. Just a heck of a nice guy and a smart attorney, Garrett Sutton.
Yeah, Garrett's a great guy. And what I love about him, he's just down to earth.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't try to talk over your head. He doesn't try to overwhelm you with fancy pants terms. And the way his firm is organized, he doesn't try to gouge you with fees. He's a very practical provider of affordable legal asset protection, legal services for real estate investors. And so it's why we love having him around. It's why we promote his organization, Corporate Direct. And then it's always fun, you know, because he is a good guy. We see him all the time because every time we get together with Robert Kiyosaki and his team, you know, Garrett's been probably, I think, maybe his longest standing advisor, or pretty close.
Yeah, Biller Singer was number one, and Garrett Sutton number two. And in our story, people wonder how we got close to Kiyosaki and meet all these guys and Kenny and everything. And really, Garrett was the one who was the most approachable in those early days when we were going to their big events and trying to meet people. And Robert was always great when we got in front of him, but a lot of demands on his time. And for instance, I remember being at some of those big real estate events, and they would have the Rich Dad area where they were, you know, showing their books and their games and all that. And the advisors would come out and sign books and meet people. And Garrett would stay from the time they got there till the end. He would get in great conversations. And we struck up a friendship with Garrett. And but he's done a lot of work for us and a lot of work for our listeners over the years. So super guy. And what I like about Garrett is he makes it simple to understand, right? His book, Own Your Own Corporation, is not just about corporations. It's about what we've talked about today, why you would need an entity, how to set it up, and the principles behind it. And he doesn't make it the most important thing. So many attorneys think that, well, the most single important thing is the thing I do as the attorney. And there's some reason for that. If you're in a lawsuit, you're going to wish that you had done it. But Garrett knows that the primary thing you're after is to acquire assets and streams of cash flow. He just wants to make sure that you have a better than average chance of keeping those things.
Well, and the other part, and this was great because one of the things that we did is we recorded an episode of our TV show with Garrett, and we sat him down and we were in the pre-production planning. It was like, well, Garrett, what do you want to talk about? And so we did one show that was just kind of the basics of asset protection, and we had a cute little theme and it was funny. You know, we had a donkey and we put the blanket over the donkey because we were going to cover our assets.
Yes.
And so we had fun with that. But the one thing that I really appreciated is that the emphasis he put on corporate formalities. Remember that episode?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we dressed up in tuxedos, and we had a plate, and we had, you know, champagne. It was actually sparkling cider, but it looked like champagne.
Oh, you're giving away the TV secrets.
Yeah, we did the whole show. But the point is that he wanted to make sure people really understood the importance of maintaining your corporation and your entities. In order to get the full palette of protections, you have to observe those corporate formalities. And so a lot of people, they sell you the big package and you buy the entity. And then if you maintain it or don't maintain it, it's whatever, you know, I kind of got mine. But Garrett, I think, really follows all the way through and makes sure. So I think, you know, our core value in our business, our number one core value, is relationships for life. We've known Garrett for a long time. You and I have been partners for a very, very long time. You listen to the show. Most of the sponsors have been around a very, very long time. You know, you look at the people we hang around with, their long-term relationships. So that's just, we live out that core value. Well, part of that is making sure that when you provide a service to someone and you get the bulk of your income maybe from organizing the entity, and then you get a little bit from making sure that it's maintained properly. But Garrett has organized his business to really help a small investor, somebody that doesn't have a lot of time or expertise, stay on top of their corporate formalities. So if you end up doing some business with Garrett, make sure you take advantage of that service, because it's really, really important to have that done.
If you're new to asset protection and entity structure, a great start would be to get Garrett's book. It's available at all your favorite book retailers, and that is an excellent resource for you. If you're ready to get an entity, just reach out to Corporate Direct and tell them the Real Estate Guy sent you.
Next week on the show, part two, we've got another asset protection attorney who you're going to love. He specializes in offshore asset protection strategies and entities, and it's fascinating, really designed for that next level. So if you're a beginning investor, you don't need to listen next week. No, I'm kidding. It's a way to get your mind around what comes next. If you are a seasoned investor, you've got a sizable portfolio, you're going to want to hear next week's show. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.